The chief of South Sudan People's Defense Force is urging the force tasked with the disarmament exercise to collect weapons from civilians' hands peacefully. He says the disarmament team is instructed to use force when they encounter any resistance. Majak Akech Malok is the Inspector General of the South Sudan National Police Service. He directed the forces disarming civilians to discharge their mandate according to law and avoid looting.
We don't want any soldier or any commander to take civilian property. Don't take any chicken or goat or cattle or any other belongings of the civilians. What you are going to look for is the gun only. If we take away guns from all civilians, South Sudan will be peaceful because it's guns that are causing all this insecurity in the country.
General Santino Dengwal is the chief of general staff of South Sudan's People's Defense Force, or SSPDF. Speaking to the state-run South Sudan Broadcasting Corporation, or SSBC-TV, Wall urged the security forces to remove all arms from the hands of civilians using peaceful means.
You are tasked to go and take guns out of the hands of civilians. If you noticed the days of liberation, civilians were not allowed to carry firearms. If someone wants to carry a gun, he must join us and get recruited either in the police or the army. But carrying a gun anyhow is completely prohibited.
Major General Daniel Justin, the spokesperson of the South Sudan's National Police Service, says at least 900 security forces, including members of the SSPDF and police, have been deployed to disarm civilians in the outskirts of Juba. Justin says the decision was taken following recent deadly armed clashes between the army and suspected cattle raiders near the capital Juba.
Of course, we are engaging the community leaders, especially the chiefs, because there is a room for them to voluntarily hand over their arms. So we are not going to use force immediately, no. We, through the chiefs and the community leaders, we allow the youth to surrender their guns.
Job Isaac Lokule is a resident of Juba. Lokule welcomes the disarmament exercise in Juba, but says the military should disarm civilians in other states in order to curb frequent cattle-related intercommunal armed violence.
Moving with the gun every day, 24/7, it is not okay. It even makes people feel unhappy. But let the government really put more effort on it, and it has to go peacefully, not actually forcing the person to really give his own gun. But you have to have some technique of, you see, talking to this person. This person will understand that for sure he or she needs peace in this country.
A report by UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan issued last month said the presence of arms in civilians' hands has led to an increase in violence, including widespread attacks against civilians, as well as systematic sexual violence against women and girls in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Ding Gai Ding, Inbor.